bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Welcome to Wednesday's show.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, look at that. Hey, Dave Barnes is in an hour. I love this dude.
Chasing dreams.
He's going to play. Dave Barnes also wrote God Gave Me You for Blake Shelton, Craving You for Thomas Rhett. So, an hour away from that.
Oh, yeah. Chasing dreams.
Hey, Jackie in Pennsylvania. Good morning.
Good morning.
What up?
I just wanted to call and say thank you to you, Bobby, for being so open about you know, you growing up and being on food stamps and everything like that. My husband and I went through that a couple years ago, and I talked to you once before, and you actually sent me your book for free because I couldn't even afford that at the time. And I just really related to your story, and I just appreciate you spreading that type of word that it's normal people who are going through these struggles and really just normalizing it for everyone.
Well, I appreciate that. How are you doing now?
We're good. Now we're getting on our feet and we're both working really hard. And you know, just we're starting a family and everything. And now it just feels great to be able to give back to other people what people were helping us with at the time when we were struggling.
That's awesome. Good for you. I found the same thing because the many years I spent struggling, like the best part about not struggling anymore is being able to help those that were like me.
Yes.
That were going through the same thing that I went through. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So what you're saying to me now is that my book, Bare Bones, changed your life and took you out of the struggle.
100%.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Hey, Jackie, I really appreciate that call. Very kind of you to wake up and call and share that with me.
Thank you.
Have a great morning. And I appreciate you.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A group of ski slope employees jumped into action to save a little girl. She was clinging onto a 25-foot high ski lift for dear life. Just hold it. She slipped out of the lift, was hanging from the chair in Indiana. The mom was holding on to her. And so what the ski staff did, they went and they grabbed a tarp and they held it underneath it and they said, just let go. And so the little girl let go and they caught her in the tarp.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
So she was unharmed, all good. So heads up to the ski staff there for saving her. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Clinton, Missouri. One cop died. Two others were wounded after a house standoff. The two injured officers are right now hospitalized. In West Virginia, the teachers are getting a pay raise. The strike is over. Kids are going back to school today in most counties. And finally, in weather news, the nor'easter is here. Boston, New York, some places in the Northeast could see over a foot of snow by the end of the week.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
You know, what's interesting about Amy is that your husband talks in military time all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'll ask him the time. He'll be like, 1500. I'm like, what?
Oh, gosh.
I don't. But his watch is set. His watch says that. I mean, and he can translate it like that. So sometimes he'll give me the real one. But if I peek over to his watch, then I see 1500. And I'm like, okay, minus 12. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
How long was he in the Air Force?
12 years plus. Well, and then he was at the Air Force Academy for 4 of those years. So since he was 18, he's been. And then his dad was in the Air Force. So basically since he was born.
So does he teach your kids now how to talk in military time?
Time, he speaks to them that way. Yeah. He does different military terms with them. Like, it's time to go to bed. He's like, okay, kids, time to rack out.
Rack out. That's what that is?
Rack out is when, I guess, they're deployed. They rack out or whatever. They go to sleep.
I never heard that before.
Going to bed. You haven't?
Mm. What else he say?
When I text with him, if I get like a C back, it means copy.
Oh,
like a capital C.
Like I got it. Like I'm in.
I just send him info. I'm like, what? And then, oh, this is so annoying. Anytime I'm out of gas, he's like, do you need fuel in your car? I'm like, fuel? He's a pilot. So they put fuel in the plane. Everything is fuel. And to me, that's just annoying. I said, I don't need gas. He's like, well, the vehicle needs fuel. I'm like, you mean my car needs gas? And it's just little things like that. Just
Just what?
They sort of annoy me. But it's fine.
Don't be such a hater.
What, do you need fuel in your... Who says fuel?
I would think twice about that.
You wouldn't?
I say I put fuel on my body all the time.
Okay, that's different.
Is it, though? It's just food.
And then car is so many less syllables than vehicle.
Oh, you're just going lazy. Just fuel, gas. No, fuel, gas. Same thing.
Yeah, Roger.
Roger that. Did he say Roger that?
Roger that.
Roger that.
Nah, he doesn't really
copy
say
that.
Roger.
See, over now.
Do you have a walkie-talkie when you get to work? I'd like to have a ride.
He does do that alphabet correctly, which when you're on the phone with someone that's taking down your info, that's really helpful. Like Victor.
V as in Victor?
Whatever. Yeah, he'll be like, V as in Victor. Or even if people don't even ask for it, you know? Like he's spelling out something. And
Victor,
I guess he's
Bravo.
Just, he's being proactive about it because he's in a line of work where you got to get it right the first time. So he's probably used to just spelling it out so there's no confusion. Whereas me, I'm like, I'll wait till the person on the other end of the line is like, is that a B or a V? And then I'm like, V as in Veronica. B as in Bumble.
Bumble
and I like making it a little more fun. Whereas my husband, he does it, you know, correctly.
It's so funny, it annoys you because I see it in your eyes.
It is.
I think you guys have been together at that point now. How long have you been together?
Oh, 11.
11 year itch.
Years?
Yep.
Oh, 11 like year it, itch.
I mean, I just really need the fuel to stop.
Yeah.
No, I need gas in my car.
You're being
and
such a hater.
Thank you for, I appreciate him putting gas in their car up.
I appreciate it for serving our country.
Me
and
too.
And if he wants to talk that way,
that's right.
He can talk that way all he wants.
Good point.
Time for your positivity. Amy's voice is a little sore, so Eddie's going to fill in for this very important segment.
I'm ready.
You good?
I'm ready. This is a big one for me.
Yeah.
It's a big step in my life.
Competing for a scholarship. Here we go.
Tell me something good.
Let's go to Lunchbox first.
You know those sled dog races where they strap them up, go like 150 miles in the snow? I think it's called a musher.
Mush. Yeah.
Well, there was one in Michigan. This lady's 25 miles in. Her dog starts having breathing problems. Off-duty firefighter watching the race gives the dog CPR.
Gives the dog CPR?
Yes, and saves the dog's life.
Wow.
Mush on. Mush.
Wow. A pizza delivery driver was brought to tears after being surprised with an incredible tip during a Chicago church service. When Monique Hall arrived with the church's pizza order, she was brought up to the stage by the pastor, totally clueless. He then gave her a $100 tip, and he encouraged church members to join him. Tons of people walked on stage, handed her tips. As the tips continued to pile up, she became emotional. Lots of money.
Dang, that never happened to me in my days.
Eddie.
5 years ago, a Lithuanian basketball player said, I'm going to leave my family and chase my dreams and move to America and play college basketball. Now he plays for Jacksonville State. And last week during practice, the coaches said, hey, come over here to the dressing room. I want to look at some tape with you. And in the dressing room, his mom was sitting there. He hadn't seen her in 5 years.
Wow. I always thought it would be hard to be the mom. Or even when they do the military, they reunite military families. I always think if I'm the dad coming back, I would blow it because I would be so excited to see the family. And then you have to wait in a dressing room as they bring you out.
It's pretty awesome. And I don't know how you keep that secret. And I don't know how you line that up. But I think it's worth it to see the huge surprise.
Yeah, they're going to be surprised anywhere, though.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree. I love watching those moments. I just think if I were the person, like the mom coming back, or if I'm the dad from the military, I just can't hold it. Yeah. I'm secretly going to be there at 4 p.m. I can't wait to see you.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
I give you the original name of a company. You guess what we know it as today.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
I'll go first with you, Amy. Okay. PCs Unlimited. What computer company was called PCs Unlimited before they changed their name to what we know it as now?
PCs Unlimited?
PCs Unlimited.
Hewlett Packard?
No.
Hewlett Packard.
Interesting guess.
Yeah, it's Dell Computers.
Oh.
There's not a wrong answer. Is it Hewlett Packard or Packard?
Packard with a D.
I don't know either. Okay, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Quickster. What was originally called Quickster?
Oh, that's Napster.
No, Netflix.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Eddie. What company was called Status?
Status? I'm sure that was probably Apple.
Twitter.
Oh, Status.
Like, give your status. Tweet.
What company was called Blue Ribbon Sports? Athletic company. Blue Ribbon Sports.
Adidas.
Oh, Nike.
What?
Oh, wow.
That's
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Blue Ribbon.
What was called Relentless? It's kind of a technology company, but they do a little bit of everything.
Oh, Relentless.
Relentless. What company?
Yeah, that's definitely those smartwatches.
Amazon. No. Smartwatches. Eddie, what company, you may know this from history.
Okay.
What's called Backrub?
Backrub?
Huge company.
What kind of company? Do you know?
It's mostly technology.
Technology?
Massive.
Backrub. Probably Facebook.
Google.
Oh!
Google was called Backrub. Well, we're getting none of these right.
I'm sorry, we're getting better.
It's still fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm having a good time.
Amy, what was called Walton's Five and Dime?
Walton's. Walmart.
Walmart, that's correct.
Good old Sam.
Walton's Five and Dime.
Mm-hmm. Good old Sam.
Sam
Walton. I used to work for him.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What was called Goodfellow Dry Goods? It's a big store. At one point, it was called Goodfellow Dry Goods.
Oh, that's PetSmart.
No, it's Target. Hey, I'm going to do one more. Eddie.
Come on.
What company used to be called Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web?
Oh, yeah.
He said
it. For sure, Jerry's Guide to the World Wide
Web. Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web.
Yeah, ask Jeeves.
What were you going to say, Amy?
Because not Google, because I already had Google.
No, Urban Dictionary.
Yahoo.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called?
Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web.
That's a long one.
Amy, I'll give you one more since you won. Pete's Super Submarines. What company now was Pete's Super Submarines?
Give me a hint.
Submarines.
Subway.
There you go.
Submarine.
Why was you picturing like in the water?
Your hint is the first part of the word submarine.
Okay.
There you go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Phoenix, Arizona. Two men were shoplifting when police showed up, so they took off running, like going, oh, run over here, jump that fence. They jump one last fence, end up in the police impound.
Oh, they jumped into the police impound. Oh, wow.
So they were just stuck. There's police everywhere. They were arrested.
I bet the police were like, is this real? Yeah. Like, are we on some sort of reality show? Yeah, that's funny.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dave Barnes.
Dave, I didn't realize the cult following you had until you came on my podcast. I had no idea.
I pay a lot of people a little bit of money.
To be your fan?
To be my fans, yes.
Okay.
I mean, you can joke, but I had no... Because here's what happened, Aime. I listened to Dave's latest record here. His record's called Who Knew It Would Be So Hard to Be Myself, right?
Well done. Okay, you nailed it. Stuck the landing.
And he has this song called Chasing Dreams.
Chasing dreams, 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 chasing dreams.
And so I tell Mike D, I say, hey, I want to get Dave Barnes on because I know him as a songwriter, but I love his new album. And so he comes in, and then all of a sudden, he's funny, and he's kind of cute. You know,
I like that.
Oh, I know.
Cute,
he's still
cute.
Talking about
yeah, yeah.
you.
Definitely, yeah, yeah. Definitely had a man crush after you left.
Kind of, surprisingly.
But people have been going crazy about that podcast. I didn't know that you had been pursuing the artist thing for so long and had developed this just from out playing shows. It's a hardcore crowd.
Yeah. No, it's funny. I've been doing it full time since 2002. So it's been like, you know, it's been a while. And I'm just thankful people are still around. I mean, it's like we kind of talked about this before, but when you've done it for a while, it's especially these days, man, it's so hard to maintain any kind of fan base because the nature of the way we listen to music now is so different. You know, it's not quite as album centric and where you're really getting in on an album and really following an artist. It's a little more like, oh, he's the dude that sings this song I love, but what's his name again? So I was really fortunate that I got in when people were still really like fans of your album.
You had to buy a CD back then.
You had to buy a CD, yeah.
So we were forced to hear 12 of your songs, even if we only wanted two. Dave Barnes is here, which, by the way, I know he was going to ask Amy about the kids, and I stopped you guys from having the off-air conversation because I didn't want whatever was going to happen.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's good. It's exciting, challenging. It's all the things. It's hard. It's easy. I don't want to paint a picture that it's like, oh, yay, yeah, adopting older kids and...
Yeah.
Or anything in general is just this. I never had that because I talked to people that went before me, so I knew what to expect. But when you're in it, you're taking it all in. So the good, the bad, the ugly, and
it's so. I mean, I know that you communicate this well, but that's the thing. Some of my really dear friends, actually, have a couple of friends that have adopted kids that are older from Africa, and it's a total different set of rules, like total different set of rules. Like, it's nothing like natural, like the disciplines, especially initially, it's trying to help them adjust to this new life is crazy.
Like, my sister has four kids, and I could try to go to her for exactly how she raised her children, and it's night and day.
That's right.
And I've learned that. So it's like, she's my best friend and she's who I would go to. But then at the same time, what worked for her kids that have grown up in a nurturing, loving environment since birth, it's not the same. So it's just,
How many kids you have?
Three that we know about.
Wow.
I said we, not me. That's a whole different story. Three. I think we're done.
Youngest?
A year and a half.
Oldest?
Six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, I have any idea. And I relate none. I just go, oh, wow, to move on. No. Okay, anyway.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's applicable all the time.
That's all I do. That's my pivot point. Oh, wow. So you wrote this song.
Speaking of wow.
Hey, so there's an interesting story, because if you listen to the show, you probably know this song from Blake, God Gave Me You. Dave Barnes actually wrote this song, but you wrote it for you.
I did, yeah.
And it was on Christian radio, but you didn't really write it as a Christian song.
Right.
You wrote it as just a song on your record.
Right.
And then what happened?
So basically, I released it to Christian radio, which I had never done. In all of my career, I'd always done like AAA and Hot AC and that stuff, which none of it worked. And so when I released it to Christian radio, oddly enough, he was driving home really late from a show and was just going through the channels that came on, and he loved it. And so he decided to record it and then decided to single it, and it just sort of became this whole other thing. But it was originally, that was not pitched to him. There was no, like,
intent. He just heard it.
He just heard it, yeah.
And then you get the call going, hey, we may want this.
Yeah.
At first, it wasn't that. It was just, hey, we want to play it at the wedding.
Wedding, yeah. Yeah.
Him and Miranda's wedding.
And it kept getting, like, upgraded. It was like, you've got the wedding package. Oh, no, you've got the possible album cut package. And then when he singled it, it was like, of course, a massive deal.
Dave Barnes is here, and I think we'll... Won't you play? You play the verse and the chorus of that?
Oh yeah.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down; it wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show. And sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Dave Barnes, look at that. Isn't that good?
You know what's so funny? So I have to say this. My favorite thing about playing songs really close to people is, like, I never know where to look, because I played this one thing at this radio. So I went to, you know, we were promoting my first record, I had a single, and we got to this Boston radio station, the true story. It had snowed like a foot the night before. So we fly me and my radio guy. We're going to go play songs for this radio station. He calls ahead of time because it snowed so much. He's like, there's no way there's going to be anybody there. It may get canceled. We're sitting in the lobby. He calls and he's like, the receptionist said to come on in. So we drive like this 30-minute, 1 mile drive, you know how it is, get to the station, lug everything out, all the Panera bread, all the coffee, right? We get in there. And so the receptionist is sitting there and she's like, hey, well, come on in. And we said, well, why don't you get everybody to the conference room? And, you know, Dave will play a couple songs. She's like, oh, there's nobody here. And we were like, what? And she's like, no, it's just me. Nobody came in. It's too much snow. And my radio guy was like, well, I called and said if we should come in. She's like, well, no, I'm glad you did. I'd love to hear some songs. And we were like, so literally the whole time that I played for him, it was this huge like conference room, like Noah's Ark size table, of course. You know, it's just huge. She's sitting directly across from me. And the whole time that I was playing this, because I was like, well, I'm here. I'm going to play for her. So the whole time I'm playing this song, every time I would look up, because she's closer than me and you right now, she's going... It's like mouthing, you have such a great voice. And so I got so traumatized from the experience. I never know where to look. I'm always just like, I'm like Ron Burgundy with my hands. I just don't quite know, you know, or whatever they was. So it's sort of, these are always fun. Like the tight spaced plays are always kind of like, oh.
Well, on the other side, I never know. Well, here's how I do. When someone plays and I really like it, I'll watch.
Yeah.
If it's a little bit awkward, I don't fully watch. And if it's really bad, I turn around and get on Twitter. If you ever see me on a YouTube video,
oh,
and I don't,
my
and
gosh.
You've got to stop giving it away,
and I don't feel comfortable,
I love that so much.
I just go, well, I have work to do while you're playing, and I need to check Twitter. Yeah, so that's the part.
You have nowhere to run.
There's nowhere to go except turn my back.
Oh, I love
you
that.
You can't really do that.
I love that.
So you wrote this one too, by the way. You like that cigarette that shot 100 proof, no matter how much. Could you write that with?
Julian Banana.
So you wrote that for Thomas.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be at the right.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
Yeah. He canceled. He got sick. So it was that classic, and every writer knows this day when you like walk in. I didn't know Julian at all, and so we're kind of standing there for the first 10 minutes, kind of cat, you know, hey, where are you from? Oh, L.A.? How's that? Because he's an L.A. guy. And then we had to make that call of like, should we even write or should we just call it, you know? And thankfully, he was like, no, let's write something. Because I never like being the guy that's like, no, we got to, you know, because I'm like, you may not be feeling whatever. So we, and the great thing about him producing the record, which he produced a lot of that record, Tom's record, is he was like, you know what we need is we need like a big up tempo. We need like the you know, bob your head thing. So so we wrote that really quickly. I don't think it took more than like a couple hours, maybe three. And then it was that hysterical thing, and you guys know this being in Nashville. Like Thomas texts me a couple days later. He's like, you guys nailed it. Awesome. And I'm still like, okay, whatever. It's never getting cut. Then he was like, sent me a video of him singing in the studio. I was like, yeah, it's still not. He's not going to keep it. You know, like you have to do these things as a writer. Then Maren texts me. It's like, oh my gosh, Thomas played me the song. I got to sing on it. And I was like, wait, what song? And she's like, Craving You. And I was like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have told you that. Pretend I didn't tell you that. And I'm like, well, that's good. And I still am like, yeah, it's probably going to be like the Walmart on the Walmart.
The extra track. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't until like it makes, you know, and you guys know this, like, you know, from writers, like that's how you have to be because it just changes so quickly because they could write a song like the night before they go in to record it. And it, and you know, you kind of have certain things you need for the record. And if it beats out the other thing, then like you're going to bed that night going, dude, Thomas is cutting the new cut. And then you get the call or the text, hey man, I think they got something last minute. And you're kind of like, you know, it's the way it goes. But so that one was literally like, I was just not budging. It's like, and then he finally called me. He's like, hey, it's the next single. It's like, you know, oh my God, for real? This is, oh my God, for real? Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dave Barnes.
All right, Dave Barnes is here. He has a record called Who Knew It Would Be So Hard to Be Myself. The tour is called, is it the tour where I play music and tell jokes?
So, yeah, something like that.
So, what was it called officially?
The tour where I sing songs and do stand-up tour.
So, Amy, he goes, and I'll let him tell the story, but he goes to just do stand-up. But they thought he was going to play music. Tell her that story.
It was a debacle. It was like, I did 6 or 7 shows last year that just stand up, like no guitar from beginning to end. And all the shows were awesome. And the last show I did, and the next last show was in Denver. And I got out to start the show and I walk out and I could just immediately, I was telling Bobby, I could immediately feel like something's not right. Like, I don't know, it was like the applause was a little more like confused, confused applause, applause. And and so I was like, okay, so I kind of start, I'm doing the thing, and I can just tell people, like, I'm, because, you know, there's little spotlights on crowds of people, and there's just this, like, judging happen, or just confusion, really. So I do the show, I get done, and, you know, eventually everybody was in, it was okay, but I walk back, and, like, everybody it keeps cheering and starts singing, you know, like, starts shouting song titles and stuff, and I'm like, oh, this is, they don't get it. So finally the guy has to like crank the house music and people start leaving and I can kind of hear like, come on, Dave. And I'm like, so I get on Twitter and there's like 15 or 20 messages from people who are just like, I can't believe you duped us. Why would you do that? You know, and I was like so terrified because the last thing I wanted to do is, you know, you can imagine. So I had to like answer everybody and make sure like, no, this is what happened. It's not. And thankfully everybody was super cool except this one dude who's still mad at me. But so when I got to this tour, I was like, I want to do this as clearly as possible. So we thought of all these clever names. Like, no, there's no clever names. It is literally going to be called The Tour Where I Sing Songs and Do Stand-Up Tour. So if you come to this thing and like, I thought you're just going to sing. It's like, no. You saw the poster.
Dave Barnes is here. He played a couple songs that he had written earlier. God Gave Me You and Craving You. You like that scene. But he's got this record, and I hope you check out Dave's new record, because I love it. And so my favorite song on it is this Chasing Dreams. Chasing Dreams. And so I asked you to come play it.
Yeah.
And you said yes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You said you're reminding me.
Yeah. And so I guess if you don't mind, why don't we hear a song? Yeah, Dave Barnes is here. The record's called Who Knew It Would Be So Hard to Be Myself. I love the record, so I'm glad I get to have the autonomy to bring in artists who I really enjoy. So Dave, whenever you're ready, bud. You can go to Dave's website and see his tour schedule. And I said to Dave, and I still kind of mean this.
You backed off.
Well, I said, hey, Dave, you should come out and do a show with me, is what I said. But he's funnier and better at playing music. Why would I want to bring Dave to be better than me?
No, sir. No, sir.
That's like putting someone famous in as a groomsman, because everybody only cares about that.
Gosh. The famous groomsman sounds like a great drink and a good movie. I would watch both of those things.
Y'all should do stuff together. That's what y'all feed off. I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you meant open it, but I mean, y'all should just.
No, I'm not letting it open.
I'm not sure. I feel like there would need to be an apology to the crowd before the show for the amount of just like, wow, they really like themselves. They would just be like, they think highly enough of themselves.
We're only trying to make each other laugh the whole show.
That would be it the whole time.
I mean, I'm laughing right now.
Yeah. At Dave Barnes Music, check out the record, go see Dave on tour, and we'll see what's up.
We'll see.
2019.
I just don't want him to judge me, you know, because
there's no judgment.
Everybody, you're a really good musician and singer, and you're funny, and I'm only mediocre at all of those. Like, you're better than me at all of those things.
Here's the thing. This is the truth. I thought about this after we talked the other day, and you said that. You don't get to this stage of a career and not be good at that. Like, I don't believe you. I know there's a little bit of, look at me.
Are you talking about Bobby?
Yeah. Like, you can't, yeah. You can't do this. You can't have the crowd. You have the, you know, like, I appreciate what you're saying, but that's, I mean, I think it's, that's a heavy under.
You haven't seen it. Yeah, that's a great observation. And then, okay. Well, I hope people come to your shows.
Thank you.
And eventually.
Our shows.
Yeah, we'll see. But that's what we do. I can't let you play before me because then they'll be disappointed.
No.
Yeah, it's like having the ice cream sundae before the Brussels sprouts.
You know they'll think when I'm like, who's this youth director that's playing music and singing songs?
Or you can just put glasses on and be me and I take the night off. People believe that, right?
Yeah,
look at him.
Sure.
Yeah, he looks like
my gosh. We sort of do look like
a bowl cut version of me.
Well, we look like Luke Skywalker's illegitimate sons is what we sort of look like.
Both of us?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
Y'all in love.
Oh, maybe my best friend. He has no idea. He's my best friend already. He's been my best friend for a whole week. I pull up
That's
a text.
That's what I mean, like BFF love.
I'll send him a text and I go, it's too early, text him back again. Delete, delete, delete. And then I say, remind myself to text Dave in one day in 3 hours.
In 3 hours.
It's cute though.
Yeah.
I love that.
I need a friend.
Yes, see,
we all do.
I don't have any friends. I
approve. Golly.
Yeah. All right, Dave Barnes, get his album and go see him and all that stuff. Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.
The second time he's been in because he came in with Kelsey the first time and played guitar because she did God Gave Me You for St. Jude.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, we'll let you go back to your fancy life of writing songs and playing music.
Fancy life of cleaning poop off kids' rears.
Man.
And writing songs.
Wow. So anyway.
Wow.
That's my pivot.
I like that.
All right, got to go. Dave Barnes, Amy, anything you want to say?
No, thanks for coming in, Dave, and thank you for being Bobby's friend.
I'm doing the best I can.
All right, there we go. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to give you this. A new study found about 50% of millennial brides do not plan on having this at their wedding. 50% of new brides.
Is this a never gonna get it?
It is.
Oh.
Say you're not gonna do this at the wedding.
No, you're never gonna get it.
That's right. Got some business to take care of in the studio, but then I wanna do this too. New study says half of millennial brides do not plan on having this at their wedding. We'll get that. We'll come back in a second. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Ooh, Bob. The never gonna get it says about half of brides now do not plan on having this at their wedding. Who's got it? Because... Lunchbox, take a shot?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Dollar dance.
The dollar dance. No, that's Woo-woo. Not it.
What?
Becca in Alabama, what do you think?
I think it's punch.
Like the drink punch.
Like the drink punch.
It is not, but I appreciate you. It's a good guess. Eddie?
I'm going to go with a father-daughter dance.
Oh, yeah, why would that
be? That's too old school, man. Millennials, they're into the future. That's for the old people.
Like already my son dance?
Yeah, exactly.
Get the kid out. Yeah, no. Appreciate you, though, Eddie. Let's do Donna. Donna, hello.
Hey.
Last shot. What is it?
Food.
Food, no food at all.
That would be a millennial thing.
We just have no food?
Yeah, just like...
Imaginary food?
BYOF.
Yeah. BYOF? No, BYO avocado toast?
Exactly.
No, Donna, thank you for calling. Appreciate you. Not it. They're not going to have the bouquet toss because they want the wedding to be all about them, so not whoever catches it.
Oh,
and it'd be, yeah. Which, by the way, I just had to send Amy home again. So
she tried, though. Props for that. She did.
In that interview, you can hear her going, Dave. So Amy's sick, sick. So away she goes.
She should know that you're going to send her home if she's coughing.
I'm the dictator of illness. I do want to talk about Ari from The Bachelor last night. Hey, Sarah, you watched the show, huh?
I did.
What'd you think about this guy?
I really don't like him. He really tells every girl exactly what they want to hear. And the whole hair touching constantly, I can't handle it.
The hair touching? His own hair?
It's so gross. No, the girl's hair. He always is touching their hair.
Maybe that's his thing. So, but you don't like him. You believe in your heart he's not a good dude.
No, he's bad. Okay. No good.
So what I think, because I'm not a fan of the show anymore, but I think he's just a smart guy that knows how to play the Bachelor system. Like, this is his life. He did it a long time ago, disappeared, got another shot back. How do we create the most dramatic thing possible? And that's what they did.
Yeah, they succeeded at
that.
Don't
believe, I have too many friends that produce these shows. You can believe some of it, but I know Lunchbox believes it too.
I just don't think he's a bad dude. I think he was really torn on who he was going to choose. He chose Becca, and he realized after a couple weeks, I made the wrong choice. My heart is not in it. I miss Lauren more than I thought I would. And that's what it is.
So for those that didn't watch, let me see if I have this straight, okay?
Okay.
So The Bachelor ends, and he picks this girl named Becca.
Yeah, gets down on one knee.
He goes, Becca, will you marry me? She says, yes. Then they go, and for a while, they're Ari and Becca.
Engaged.
Boom. Then he decides a couple weeks into them being engaged that, man, I like that other girl better. So he starts to send her direct messages on Instagram.
Yes, he reaches out.
So then she's like, yeah, he goes to her home in Virginia Beach and convinces her that they should be together.
Correct.
Now, does she say yes immediately?
Immediately. They're sitting on the couch, and she said, I always hoped this would happen, but I thought you were happily engaged. I never really thought you would come back, but I accept you back, and don't worry, I want that engagement sooner rather than later.
So then last night, he proposes on the finale of the finale.
To the new girl?
To the new girl.
Yes, he gets down on one knee and he goes, I want to do this in front of everybody so they know how much I love you.
Oh my goodness.
And he gets down and proposes. And I just think he was listening to his heart, and I don't think he's a bad dude. He's getting a bad rap.
Skylar in New York.
Hi.
Please lend your comments to this conversation.
I don't think it's possible to truly be in love with two people at the same time. And I think that the way that he handled it, it makes the whole idea of getting engaged to somebody and marrying them look bad. Like, I feel like you can't propose to somebody when you're in love with somebody else. That's just not how this works.
You know, so you've never been in love with two people, I'm assuming, Skylar. You've never been in love with two people at the same time, right?
Absolutely not.
So it's hard for you to go, I don't see how it would happen. Now, let me just throw this at you. Being in love, I don't know what that is. I don't even know if that's real because I've never experienced whatever this being crazy in love is. So for me, the same way going, I don't even know if being in love exists because I haven't experienced, though, doesn't mean it's not real.
Hmm.
I think we get into that. What we haven't done means it can't be real.
Yeah.
So for that, I could say, Skylar, have you ever been in love?
Absolutely, and I'm happily engaged right now.
See, I don't know that that's real. My point is, just because we haven't experienced something doesn't mean that we're right about it. So listen, you can be in love with seven people. I don't know.
And also they say Ari is such a bad dude. Oh, but then they announce Becca is the next Bachelorette and she's all excited to meet these new dudes.
It's all about fame. This whole show, it's all
producing, I'm starting to believe you, Bones.
Editing, all of it.
Right, but why aren't people mad at Becca? She can't be ready. If she was just engaged, she's ready to date again
all of a
sudden?
No, she's the victim. And they're like, Becca, go and get you a new man.
Yeah, she was done wrong.
You were done wrong. Yeah, I get it.
It's different.
It's different. I appreciate that call, though. Thank you. Hey, you can call us if you want.
Back off, Ari.
So you like Ari?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I know people who know him. I think he's a real goober in real life, but I mean, I have no problem with anything on a show. It's all edited. Yeah, baby.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Bobby in for Amy. The Bachelor came to an end last night as Ari proposed to Lauren B. with a 3.5-carat diamond ring.
Woo! Wow.
I don't really know what that means. I don't know carat.
Who pays for that? Him?
The ABC. Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. The Bachelor. Okay. Yeah. That's easy.
His ex-fiance Becca is now the new Bachelorette. Did they introduce guys to her last
night?
Yes,
they did.
All of them?
No, like five or six maybe.
Mm. Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, called 911 for his daughter and expressed his gratitude on Instagram because first responders and hospital staff helped save his daughter's life. He kept the details private of what happened to his two-year-old daughter, Jasmine. But he wrote on Instagram, "Things got a little hairy this weekend. Thank you to LAFD, first responders, and the UCLA medical team." So shout out to The Rock for shouting out people that saved his daughter's life. And Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are selling their Manhattan pad for $7.9 million. The building features amenities like an art and fitness center, common garden, and private entrance.
Ooh.
And you can live in the Manhattan penthouse, less than 3,000 square feet, but $8 million, basically.
Oh, that makes
sense.
Just
a little something there. And that's your skinny.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, people calling about this Bachelor stuff. So apparently this Ari dude picks one girl, proposes, changes his mind, goes and proposes to the other girl, and now people are calling him a bad dude. Hey, Ashley in Portland.
Hey.
What do you think about this Ari?
I don't necessarily think he's a bad guy. I think that he, you know, followed his heart at the end. He shouldn't have proposed if he was so conflicted. But, I mean, it worked out for everybody, and it worked out how it was supposed to.
Yeah, I would say that I would assume the producers were pressuring him to propose at the end of that season. I'm assuming that.
Probably.
And also, you know, I give news outlets a hard time sometimes for taking a very small headline and making it to a big thing. This happened, and now I want to say our show did it yesterday, too.
Uh-oh.
I said, I was approached once about being The Bachelor. Not offered it. But I was like, hey. And then I see us start to tweet out, Bobby Bones for the next Bachelor? Listen to the amazing unheard story. I just told the story about how somebody came to me and goes, hey, would you be interested in talking about this? And
I remember you telling that story.
And I said I was not offered it.
Yeah.
But boy, you read our Facebook and Instagram. It looked like I was offered the role of The Bachelor and got in a fist fight and lost to Ari. That's what it looked like. But I appreciate that. Let me do one more. We can move off this for a bit. Hey, Nicole in Louisiana, you're on.
Hi, I'm actually in Indiana.
Oh, well, they're not spelled anything alike.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah, what's going on?
That's okay. I mean, nothing. I'm just on my way to work, running a little bit late, but...
Well, thanks for calling us. What do you think about this Ari on The Bachelor?
I think he's a really good guy. I'm with Lunchbox. He's getting kind of a bad rap. You know, he made a mistake, and he's got to follow his heart, and that's exactly what he's doing, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Don't we just want people to follow their hearts?
People to be happy, or at least I do, sprinkle happy dust on people.
And on top of that, apparently it was great television. And isn't that why we watch TV?
Yeah.
Don't you watch dramatic shows for the drama?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He'll sit there with me and make fun of it. He's like, I don't get why you watch this, but.
Except secretly he does, yes.
Yeah. It entertains me.
Well, I appreciate you calling from Indiana, right?
I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. You're so awesome. We listen to you at work all day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Here's Jimmy Fallon last night talking about this.
One of the most dramatic and surprising finales we've ever had. The wildest season in Bachelor history.
The most dramatic.
This is him playing all the Chris Harrison clips.
Dramatic finale ever. Something that has never happened before in Bachelor history. Tonight is all going to play out in a way that you've never seen before on this or any other TV show.
His point was every year it's the most dramatic and they have to keep doing something.
Okay.
What's going to happen next year? You just start, you know.
Yeah, someone's going to get hurt.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I was going to say maybe at the end the girl's pregnant.
Oh,
that's an unheard of
one.
Dude,
that'd be a
good
one.
That's what I thought it was going to be this year.
Really?
Yeah, because he kept going, this has never happened. Because this has happened before where Jason Mesnick picked one girl, and then at the final rose ceremony, he broke up with her, and the other girl came out, and they got engaged. Now they have kids. They're married.
Hmm.
So,
pregnant. In the end, somebody's going to die. Like, we're not going to tell you.
Yes.
But in the final episode, somebody dies.
Or someone says no to the proposal. I don't think that's ever happened.
Or... after one girl gets pregnant, the next season, two.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, there's so many avenues we can go down with this. These producers sit in a room and think of this stuff, too. So, yeah, okay. Well, Lauren, what's this? After the final rose, Lauren takes Ari back.
I feel like I was always hoping that you would come back and do this, but I never thought you would.
Yeah.
I mean, I forgive you.
So.
Why do they talk like this?
I don't know.
This is how they talk in the show all the time. So I just want you to know.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I feel the same way.
Oh, I never thought you'd do that.
What's happening with
their voices?
Is
that how people talk when they're in love?
Is that how?
It's emotion.
That's what it is?
Yes, you're talking very deep and emotional. When you talk emotional to someone, you're not just like, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're so hot.
How's it go when you're in love?
Hey, girl. You're hot. Looking good over there. Get your bones
on Bobby Bones Show. I told you I had a PSA for you. Experts are issuing this warning for cleaning your toaster. Something that we can't forget to do.
Oh.
They say because so many people are doing it, they must put out the announcement that you should not clean your toaster out with silverware. People are getting shocked and some are getting electrocuted.
While it's connected. Yeah, don't do that.
They say remove the tray or tip it over and shake it. Don't take your fork and stick it in the electrical hole.
Oh, but it's so tempting.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Anything like in the hole, like you take something out of there. Yeah, it's easy.
Why not get a popsicle stick? You know, one that you can and clean it out.
Sometimes
with that.
I take those little tongs that I barbecue with and then try to pull like something out in the bottom.
Plastic, though?
No, metal.
Hmm. Sometimes, late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping.
Oh,
really?
Boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Just that. We're going to do a round of the game that's sweeping the nation. It's called Will It Uber. So what I do is I call an Uber to the station. The car arrives. And then we put something funny in the car and say, hey, would you mind taking this to this address? And in the past, we've put everything from a live snake to a cutout of Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
To
a meat. We did meat, too.
And we did a tooth once of meat. Yeah. So today, Will It Uber will feature my imaginary friend.
Oh.
So the car is going to drive up. Lunchbox is going to say, hey, listen, I got to put my imaginary friend Willie in. Would you mind driving him over?
Ah!
Yeah.
That is awesome.
We didn't know about this.
Yeah. I'm just revealing it to you guys, too.
Willie.
Yeah, Willie, my imaginary friend.
Okay.
So you have to open the door, Lunchbox, let Willie in, say goodbye to Willie. Then, Eddie, we're going to have you strategically placed at the gas station that we're sending him to. And then the guy will drive up and be like, oh, Willie.
Okay.
And then get Willie out of the car. We're gonna play Will It Uber. Yeah.
Now, do I put Willie in the front seat or back seat?
In the back seat.
Okay, because Eddie needs to know where to get him out.
Yeah, it'll be the back passenger side.
Okay.
So let's send Eddie to the gas station now.
I love it.
I'll call the Uber.
Okay. All right. I'm headed out.
Okay.
Willie.
Yeah, Willie, my imaginary friend. Okay, so Eddie's out, and then we'll order an Uber and see if he'll take Willie, the imaginary friend, to meet him. All right. Okay, so I've ordered an Uber on my phone. Lunchbox is standing out in front of the radio station right now. You there, buddy?
Yo.
Okay, so how far away is the Uber from you now?
Well, I think it says 5 minutes, but I don't know how to work your phone.
Yeah.
Like, it's on. You got some fancy phone. I can't. It's locked on me again.
Yeah, it's called the iPhone. Yes.
And I don't know how to operate it, so I need your password again.
All right, Mike D's walking out to help you with that. What's going to happen is...
Willie is really excited.
What's happening? Oh, Willie? Yeah, so I have an imaginary friend named Willie. The Uber's going to drive up. Lunchbox is going to say, hey, I need you to Uber this to this address. And he's going to open the car door and put in my imaginary friend Willie. We're going to see if the guy will Uber over to where Eddie is. And then Eddie's going to get Willie out of the car. So all that makes sense, right, Lunch?
Got it, yes. Okay. Willie is going to go in the back seat.
Is Mike D there with you now?
Yeah, Mike D is here. It says it is 6 minutes away.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, that's not
but he is on the move. He's on the move.
It's not very efficient. We'll check back in a second then.
All right.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
How far away is the Uber?
Oh, we are less than 2 minutes away.
Okay,
hang. It says 2 minutes, so I figure it's under 2 minutes.
Hang tight. Hey, Clayton.
I'm here.
Clayton.
I'm here.
You have advice for Lunchbox?
Yeah. Tell him to make sure he puts on Willie's seatbelt.
Oh, so when he opens the door, put the seatbelt on him.
Once Willie gets in, he has to buckle it for him so he's safe.
Got it. Thank you very much, Clayton. Okay. Hey, Lunchbox, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. I need to put Willie's seatbelt on.
Yeah, so what's happening is Lunchbox is out in front of our building now. We're playing the game Will It Uber, where we send all kinds of things in a car to see if it will Uber from A to B. We've sent teeth, a live snake, a Jason Aldean cutout. Today, we've switched it up a bit. We're going to see if the Uber will drive my imaginary friend Willie. So when he drives up, say, hey, you all right?
Yeah, we got 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute.
What kind of car are we looking at here? Do you say?
What kind of car is it? A Kia Forte.
Okay. When it drives up, say, hey, this imaginary friend Willie, I need to get him to, you know, over to this gas station. Is it cool? Look for my friend Eddie. He's going to be there. And then put the seatbelt on and ship him off.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is going to be good. Come on, where are you?
Do you see the car?
I see headlights coming down the road. Oh, yeah, I think it's the second car. I think there's one in front of it, and then it'll be our driver.
We're going to see if Uber will my imaginary friend Willie.
It seems to be going slow because it's looking for the building.
Yeah, just wave your phone. They look for people waving at them.
What's that?
Just wave your hand in the air, like you see on TV, people hailing a taxi.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's here.
Okay, we're going to listen in.
You're on speaker.
Okay.
How's it going, my man? Ma'am, how you doing?
Ma'am.
I put my friend Willie in here, and my friend Eddie is going to be at the gas station to pick up Willie.
Imaginary friend.
My friend Willie. Willie, yes, you have to wear your seatbelt, Willie.
Tell her it's imaginary.
And he'll be there to pick him up. All right? Thank you very much. All right, Willie, be good. Be nice to her. Is that cool? Thank you, ma'am. All right. See you later, Willie. Willie, be good. All right, she just looked at me like I was a nut.
Did you tell her it was imaginary?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't cut out.
Yeah. I'm going to tell her. Yeah. Yeah, he's just my imaginary friend, Willie. He's just good to go. He's seatbelted in.
Take him to where it is on the phone.
She is not happy.
Yeah, take him to where it is on the phone. He'll be waiting. My other friend, our real friend will be waiting.
Yeah, my real friend will be waiting. Just go ahead. Yeah, you're good. Go ahead. Yeah. All right, she's pulling out.
Okay.
She waved.
Now, do you think she's going to go, will it Uber?
I don't think so. She was not happy. she gave me a look like she was going to kill me.
Okay. Come on back in with the phone.
Oh, man. I do not think Willie's going to make it.
You don't think Willie's going to Uber?
No. She was angry.
Okay. Come on back in.
Okay.
I'm going to check over with Eddie. Eddie's waiting at a gas station right now. Eddie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Do you know what car to look for?
He said some kind of regular little car. Like, I don't know. What did he say?
I think he said it was a Kia.
Yeah, Kia.
So look for it. I don't know what color it is. I think he's running back in the building now, Lunchbox is. But,
oh, boy. There's a cop behind me. He's checking me out. I might look suspicious here under the gas sign.
Under the gas sign? Oh, you mean...
Yeah, I'm parked at the gas station right under the sign of the gas prices.
Lunchbox walks in like he just made her mad. Hey, what color car is it?
It's a black car.
Okay, it's a black Kia. Is it like an SUV or a car?
It's a car.
I'm looking at my Uber now, Eddie, and it still says it's on the trip.
Okay.
Should I go to break and come back, or...
Yeah, just a fast one, though, because I'm not that far from the station.
I think it's going to be there by the time you go to break and come back. It's up to you. Mm. If she goes, I'm telling you, she looked so mad, like, what are you talking about?
Okay, it says 4 minute arrival. Okay, Eddie, I'm going to hit a break. Come back, okay?
All right, bud.
Okay. So we played Will It Uber. We ordered an Uber to the station. And like every other time, we put something odd in the car and said, hey, would you mind taking this over to this address? We've sent teeth. We've sent live snakes. We've sent a cutout of Jason Aldean. This time, we tried to send my imaginary friend, Willie. Eddie, do you see an Uber near you?
Guys, this might be a bus. I don't see an Uber. I did see one Kia drive by, one Uber, but it wasn't stopping. It just kept driving. What color is the car?
Well, I looked at my phone just now, and they've discontinued the ride.
Oh
no.
So it did not Uber. Janelle,
so she's riding in the car with Willie's like somewhere rogue.
Poor Willie's like, let me out of here, man. Huh. So now it says how many stars do you give her?
Like, well, none.
Well, none means nothing. You either give 5 or, you know, lower.
I give her 1 star. She didn't deliver Willie.
Yeah, but we're messing with her.
Yeah, but you had to write in the review, I put my imaginary friend Willie in the car, and she did not deliver it.
I'm going to give her 5 stars.
Wow.
You can't tip her.
Why not?
She didn't do her job.
Okay. Add a tip for Janelle. Yes, $3.
What? For not doing her job?
Here's another Kia.
Oh.
No, that's not her.
No, Eddie, she's not coming.
Well, I can wait another 10 minutes just in case she's curious.
$3 tip added for Janelle. Thank you. Okay, so just because Janelle took part in it, she gets 5 stars in the
$3.
Call her. It doesn't have, you can't call them.
You can't contact your driver?
Not after, right? I don't think so. I don't think you can, like, retro call them, like, hey, buddy, you still good?
Be like,
but
hey.
You know, when you forget your wallet in the car, you can call Uber. Should Lunchbox call Uber and say, I forgot my friend Willie?
No, I think it's just a bust. Come on back, Eddie.
Dang it. All right, man.
All right, so Will at Uber, the question is, no.
Wow.
An imaginary friend will not Uber. Come on back, Edo.
Okay, all right, I'm on my way back.
All right, thank you.
She
Let's go
canceled.
Over and talk to Mallory in Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, Mallory.
Hey, Bobby.
What's happening?
Well, I finished your book last night.
Oh, you read the old Bare Bones.
I loved it. I couldn't put it down.
My book?
Yes.
Dang, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
It's really, really good. And I've already pre-ordered the second one.
But see, the thing is, it wasn't supposed to be up yet. Like, people have secretly found out. Don't say anything about it, Mallory, because somehow you figured it out. But don't say. It's supposed to be like a big reveal. And it kind of still is.
Oh, you can find it online already?
Mallory!
Yes!
No! Stop that!
Let me look.
No! Hey, Mallory, I appreciate the compliment, though, but you and your Inspector Gadgetness need to be.
I won't tell anybody at all.
Can we have, like, a big announcement planned and something cool? And
okay.
Mallory's all...
tell iTunes not to sell it anymore.
Oh, she said wait, iTunes. I need to go to iTunes.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
We just agreed to a book cover yesterday.
Huh.
So there's not even an image. Mallory, thank you for that. I mean, really.
Thanks for everything you do. Y'all are amazing.
Mallory, what's the name of the book?
No, Mallory, don't do it. Don't do it, Mallory.
Mallory, just give us the first word.
I'm not doing it.
Don't, Mallory. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mallory must be pretty smart. She found your second book.
Stop it with all that. Dang. Eddie's coming back. It would not Uber.
What's your image on the book? You said you decided on it.
Yeah, we have the whole book cover done, but maybe this week we'll put it out.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and I don't talk about that anymore. I'm done. What'd you do yesterday?
I watched The Bachelor.
How long was the one last night, though?
2 hours.
So you watched 3 hours the night before and then 2 hours last night.
5 hours of my life.
Well spent?
Well spent.
You and your wife bond over that?
Yes. She, the Monday night, we didn't get to watch it together because she had to work late, so I watched it by myself, but last night we were up on the couch together watching Ari find his woman.
Again. What else did you do yesterday?
I got a haircut.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much that cost you?
$20. How's it look? I look good. Look young.
Do you? Yeah, I mean, it looks
like me. What about you? Let me guess. Wrote a book?
No. Yesterday was actually, for me, a pretty light day. I've been gone for almost 3 weeks, so I read. I haven't been reading anything.
Did you nap?
No. I laid down for a second. My dog's sick. He's not feeling sick, but he has a blood cancer, so I've just been hanging out with him because the vet gave him 6 months to live about 6 months ago. So he's still good as far as like physically active and feeling good. But I've been spending time with him. I practiced guitar last night because my stand-up tour starts next
week. Ooh.
I know. My fingers hurt because I haven't played
You got
forever.
Blisters?
A bit. Yeah,
that's why I don't play guitar.
Well, is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I watched one episode of The Americans, and then I watched all your tweets. I mean, I worked out. It was a pretty light day.
Man, that's a lazy day for you.
I worked until about 2 p.m. yesterday.
That's it.
Worked.
Man.
And then I called. And then I had the rest of the day to work out.
I can't believe, when you say you worked till 2 p.m., I think, man, that's a long time. But for you, it's nothing.
That's a good day. I had an evening to actually do stuff myself. So,
man,
yeah.
I crashed out for like 2.5 hours.
You took a 2.5 hour nap?
Yeah, I was tired.
From what?
Oh, The Bachelor the night before.
Oh, you were tired from The Bachelor the night before and needed to rest up for The Bachelor the night?
Yes, because I watched 3 hours of it and I went to bed and my wife, once she got done watching it, she woke me up and wanted to talk about it. So like at 11:30 at night, she's talking to me about The Bachelor and then I couldn't fall back asleep the first night. And so, yeah.
Man, that's tough.
It's a rough life.
How about this one? 3 teachers have been charged after police said they distributed gummy bears with melatonin to the kids without parental consent. Police said that the gummy bears with melatonin were given to a class of 2-year-olds to get them to calm down before nap time.
How's that funny, Lunch?
They didn't think it was inappropriate because it was an over-the-counter sleep aid. The 3 teachers were found out after a fellow employee of the daycare called police with concerns about the co-worker's actions. The parents were contacted by police. Now, that being said, Amy's not here, but Eddie has two sons. Lunchbox has none. No kids. So, Lunchbox, for you, you hear the story. What do you think?
I think it's funny because melatonin is a natural thing, and it's just kind of funny that they thought of that. Like, okay, cool, and they got them to go to sleep by giving them candy.
So, what do you think about the person that called to tell on them?
Oh, overreaction. Way overreaction. No need to call the police.
What would you have done?
I'd have just said, hey, guys, I'd have done my research. Oh, melatonin doesn't hurt anybody? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, continue on.
Yeah.
Eddie, what if, let's say, your smallest child, he's four.
He's four now, yeah.
What if a teacher gave him gummy bear melatonin to take a nap?
No, you can't give my son anything for him to take a nap. Like, if he's tired, yes, and it's nap time, sure, but a substance like a melatonin, whatever, I don't care if it's a biotin, like, whatever, you can't give him something to make him go to sleep. People do this with Benadryl. Like, don't get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Benadryl Mondays. It's one of my favorite.
Those are your Mondays?
One of my favorite memories of kindergarten. Yes, Benadryl Mondays. Yes. Okay. Well, if you want to call, you can. 877-77-BOBBY.
No one will agree with Lunchbox. No one.
Oh, yes, they will. Teachers will.
What?
Get out.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, because they're the ones that have to deal with the kids and getting them to go to sleep.
It's also National Cereal Day today.
Oh, ooh. Perfect.
What's your favorite cereal? Number one, you only get one cereal to eat for the rest of your life. Lunchbox?
Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Yeah, what? I mean, Grandpa?
You can go like any sugar cereal you want.
Yeah, but if I'm going to eat it for the rest of my life, Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Planning ahead for his old age.
When I was a kid, yes, I loved Cinnamon Toast Crunch the best, ooh, but now it's Cracklin' Oat Bran.
You get one. It's Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Yeah.
Okay, he's spoken. Producer Eddie?
I'm taking Cinnamon Toast Crunch, hands down. Like, that is my favorite cereal of all time.
See, I fall somewhere in the middle. Like, I'm not Lunchbox, where I'm just trying to fiber up. And I'm not you, where I'm eating like a four-year-old, because I do love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
This is hypothetical, though. It's not going to hurt you.
But I go with O's.
Oh, O's. I forgot about O's. I'm
pound
such
for
an
pound,
idiot.
The best cereal.
Honey, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, the O's, they're like O's. They
Frosted O's?
No. Just O's. O's are pound for pound.
Guys,
best cereal.
I don't think I've ever had O's.
Oh, Eddie, go
you
to the
left,
store
my friend.
Today.
All right.
You haven't left, my friend. Yeah, go. Yeah. Hey, run, don't walk. Those commercials always make me laugh. I roll my eyes, but it's like, hey, you need to get this product. Run, don't walk to your nearest store.
O's. O-H-S.
Yeah, O's.
Like, O's.
But they're also made in O shapes.
They are so good.
Never had O's, huh?
Never had Honey Graham O's. I'm going to pick some up today on the way home.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. And I'll see if it's worth the rest of my life.
What a great bit tomorrow. Eddie reviews O's cereal.
That's good. That'll be the teaser.
By the way, if you ever want to listen to the show, yeah, we spend all day wondering, what are we going to put in the teaser for tomorrow? Tomorrow? Hey, everybody, it's Bobby Bones. We'll see you on Thursday. Producer Eddie reviews O's cereal. Hey, the most fun in the morning in 12 in a row. With all the hits, the Bobby Bones Show. Hey, everybody, we'll see you then. Thank you very much. Yeah. Just go ahead and load that one up. These teachers got in trouble at a daycare because they were giving kids melatonin gummy bears, and then the kids went to sleep. And so they weren't asking the parents, they were just doing it. Lunchbox thinks it's hilarious. Eddie, who actually has two sons, doesn't.
Nope.
Nicole in Ohio.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, you're on the air. What do you want to say?
My daughter stayed the night with my mom this past weekend, and she called and said, will you go ahead and come pick me up so I went to pick her up? My mom said, oh, by the way, she just had some melatonin. And it really, really ticked me off. My daughter already takes an allergy medicine at bedtime because it's drowsiness, so she takes it at bedtime. And she doesn't know the side effects of that and mixing them together.
Yep. So you were upset that you weren't told.
Yeah.
And it was your mom.
Gosh.
It was my mom, yeah.
Get rid of her.
So you don't like what the teachers did?
No, not at all. That's not okay. They're not pharmacists.
How do you feel about Eddie's comment that you should get rid of your mom?
Get rid of
her. Okay. Just making sure. Hey, thank you for calling. Appreciate you. Let me do this. Hey, Alan in Georgia. You're a dad, huh?
Yes, sir.
What do you think about this?
If it was my kids, I would be highly upset.
Yeah?
See, your body actually produces melatonin on its own. So while it's a natural substance, it still can be harmful because once you start taking it, it tells your body it doesn't need to make it anymore. And then you'll become dependent on it to get a good night's rest as you get older.
And they're two-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is terrible, man.
This is terrible.
I've got a seven-year-old boy and a five-year-old boy, and I'm telling you, I would be highly upset.
Well, thank you for that call. Alan, appreciate you. Thanks for listening to the show.
Bobby Bones, everybody. Bye-bye.
transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Man, lots of people calling today about The Bachelor. Everybody hates Ari. Lunchbox is the one person that doesn't hate Ari. Because Ari on The Bachelor proposed to one girl at the end of the show. It was supposed to be over. Changed his mind. Left her. Then went to another girl. And then last night proposed to her.
Yeah, totally
normal.
You
just feel like he's just a guy doing his thing.
Yeah, he's just following his heart. He made a mistake. He realized it. And he chased love. And he found love. And now he's with the woman he's going to spend the rest of his life with.
And then Becca, the girl who was proposed to, and then he left Becca, is the new bachelorette now.
Yeah, I mean, she's so heartbroken, can't move on. Oh, here's 30 new dudes, I'm in.
It was an easy choice for us. How was it for you?
It was easy too, honestly, once I got past the initial heartbreak.
The initial heartbreak?
Oh.
That didn't sound that bad.
Yeah.
An initial heartbreak?
It's no problem.
Like a walk to a doorway, done.
At the end of the day, the show is about finding love. That's all I want to do. I have so much love to give, and so it just hard yes all around.
But it means the world to me and to all of us that you trust us enough to give us your heart again.
Mm-hmm.
And to let me help you find the love of your life.
Help me, Chris.
I take that job very serious.
So she's the new bachelorette. That starts back after American Idol season runs.
Correct.
So Idol starts this Sunday. It runs until the summer.
Like May 25th, I believe, is the season premiere of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Something like that. So they're going to...
Something like that.
Yeah, this guy's good. Yeah, he knows all the dates.
They said it last night. I'm not sure the exact date, but I think they're starting to film right away.
So also we had this story about these teachers, and they have two-year-olds in a preschool, and they gave them melatonin gummy bears. And so all the kids go to sleep. And Lunchbox thought it was hilarious. He has no kids. Producer Eddie has two sons. He thought it was terrible. Jessica in Virginia, what's up with you?
Hey, Bobby. Last week, my son was actually given a medication by his school nurse, and he actually was allergic to the over-the-counter medication, and we ended up spending the night at the ER, and he missed 4 days of school.
Wow. So it would make you mad?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that call. There's not one person who agrees with Lunchbox.
I told you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, Kim, you're a teacher?
Yeah.
You're calling from Minnesota. Tell me what you think. Oh, we lose you, Kim?
Oh, she must have taken some melatonin.
Oh, you think she had a good gummy bear herself and then passed out? We'll do one more. Hey, Caroline in West Virginia.
Yeah.
You're on the air. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Tell me what you think.
My son was actually prescribed melatonin by the doctor over the counter. Because he didn't produce enough of it. But what a lot of people don't realize are that there are side effects, such as night terrors that develop from it, and the ability to allow themselves not to actually fall asleep.
So not things that we would normally think happen with melatonin.
Yeah.
I think you just take it
right.
And fall asleep.
Even though the body does naturally produce it,
right?
That's a synthetic version of it. There's other things added to it.
Well, thank you very much for your call.
But she said night terrors. These teachers are giving it to them during the day, so it's not like they're going to have night terrors during nap time.
They could. It's all about sleeping. Not so much happens at night.
Yeah, night terrors can happen at any time.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Caroline, thank you for calling from West Virginia. Appreciate you.
Thank you. You too.
See you later. Speaking of kids, Lunchbox, you may have kids one day. This is going to happen to you. Do you think your mind's going to change?
I don't think so. I just think that it's a natural supplement if it's a little bit to get them to go to sleep during nap time at school.
So if you have kids and they're giving your kids melatonin gummy bears without telling you, you're good.
I'm not calling the cops or anything. Maybe I ask my kid, hey, are you enjoying it? Are you falling asleep?
Are you enjoying it?
Because that's what
the two-year-old is going to tell you, like, yeah, straight up, I'm enjoying it. The thing is, like, we're finding out everything, really, if not every medicine has side effects and you don't know how people are going to react to, how kids are going to react to this stuff. You are the parent. You know what kid is.
He needs to be a parent.
Dude, I hate to tell you,
let's fast forward this baby process. How's that going, by the way?
Man, let me tell you, The Bachelor puts some, action in motion.
What does that mean?
It makes them do it, I think.
Really?
Yeah,
that's what I would assume that means.
Because love is in the air, feeling romantic, watching all those romantic dates. Woo!
Lunchbox and his wife have been trying to have a baby for how long, you think?
A year and a half, maybe.
And it's surprising to you that it wasn't as easy as TV makes it look.
Yeah, because I watched 16 and Pregnant, and they all get pregnant pretty quick.
I would imagine around age 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot
of
them
first time, first boyfriend. Yeah. And whoop, whoop.
Yeah, I have a friend who, when he was a teenager, the first time he ever did it, he got someone pregnant.
Oh, my goodness. That's, wow.
Yeah.
Like, how unlucky or lucky.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Depends how you look at it.
Yeah. Is he good now?
Yeah, aren't we all in our own way?
Yes, yes. No matter what happens in our life.
What we find in our life is we find a way to make things work and make things awesome. So even unfortunate situations, we deal with them. It's just a rock in the road. You have to figure out a way to get around the rock in the road.
And those rocks is what makes us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was reading this book about, I think I was mentioning this yesterday, but choices. Was I talking about this off
the air? You're talking to me about it.
There's this book. I was reading this book about choices and where they talk about how we are so miserable now because of all the extra choices that we have. And the reason I brought it up off the air was we were talking about billionaires. And I said, man, I just don't think I would like to be a billionaire because if everything's free, what's worth anything? If you get everything for free, there's nothing that of substance value because it's all just for free anyway. So it's relationships. It's the human part of it. And so as I'm having this conversation, and I read another story about these 21, 22-year-old billionaires. They're heiresses.
Oh, my God.
They're the youngest billionaires.
That's crazy. Why I like those Instagram accounts when they show the rich kids.
What kind of life are they living?
Awesome life.
Yeah, but again,
they're just laying out on Maseratis and
listen to my
helicopters on mountains. I mean.
But if that's normal and that's as best you can get, like, what do you have to aim for? My point is.
Having fun.
If everything is free, what's of value?
I don't care about the value. I'm talking about just having fun. Like, if everything is free, that
means you drive a Maserati every day as fast as you can, that gets old in 4 days.
Sure.
Okay, so in 4 days, you buy a Lambo. What's the problem?
Is that why Elon Musk, like, tries to go to Mars and stuff?
Yes.
Like, because there's just not enough here on Earth anymore?
And my point was with this book, it talks about choices and how 100 years ago, you had two choices. You know, you either worked out on the farm or you built a house. That's about it.
That's it.
You know, you had... You ate the sheep.
Yeah.
Or you ate the hay.
Yeah. You marry Michelle or Barbara.
Yeah. And so now that we have 20 options on Netflix, we're miserable because we go, I should pick the other
one. Yeah, there's a lot of choices.
Even in relationships, we go, because we have 20 options.
Look at Ari.
We go, we're only 5%. Like, we picked the 5% instead of the 50. If we're picking the 5%, there's 95% that we didn't pick. We go, there are all these other options. I bet I'd be happier. So choices are making it. The more choices we have, the less happier we get.
Dude, that's truth right there.
Not necessarily.
Yes.
Guys.
Look at The Bachelor. Really, it just happened to him. All the choices he had, and he's like, "I love you. I want to marry you." And then, changed my mind.
And we don't know what's gonna happen today. Maybe come back with another special. This just in: another Bachelor special. If you go through the Starbucks drive-thru on a horse, should they serve you?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, well, the girl in Arizona, she wanted to ride her horse through the local Starbucks, and so she got up. They were out riding horses, by the way, and they said, get a couple Frappuccinos and a cup of whipped cream, because horses like whipped cream, and they got up, and they said, no, cars only, and so that's why.
Why not?
And they said the barista was just surprised, didn't know what to do, but they said, no, we will not. If it's not some sort of joke.
Yeah.
I don't know. If people ride horses in the area, why not give a... What are you going to do, tie your horse up outside Starbucks?
I mean, they used to do that back in the day.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. If you're wondering, Lunchbox, you're going out today with your horse, you can't do that. Waking up today, people still talking about the low-rated Oscars. Today's Wednesday, right? Wasn't that Sunday night?
Yeah, Sunday night.
Okay. Let me just put an end to this. Here's why it was low rated. Number one, nobody's seen the movies. Let me give you an example. Do we like NFL football?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How excited do we feel about when we watch the Browns and the Raiders play?
No, not excited at all.
Like, will you still watch it? Maybe some of it, but it's
if
really,
it's on.
It's the same thing with the movies and the Oscars. There's nobody that you're vested interest in. So there are no movies. You're watching the Browns and the Raiders.
That's
you
a good
still
point.
You still like the game. But you're not as into it. So that's why ratings are down. Secondly, people, me, you, everyone, we're tired of being told on TV how we should feel about politics, how we should feel about different causes.
Yes.
And some of the causes we even agree with, but let's shut up about it. I want to watch a TV show and watch a TV show. If occasionally somebody squeaks about it, I'm okay with that. But it's just too much. We don't want to be told what to believe all the time. We want to be given options sometimes. Hey, here's this. Don't forget about this. And I'm okay with that sometimes, but it's just too much. Those are the two reasons. But
yeah,
mostly it's because of the movies. It's we don't have anybody to root for, so why we watch it? Like, yeah. I gave no craps about Best Picture, and that's the biggest award, because I haven't seen it in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I gave no ships.
Oh.
About,
you're talking about Dunkirk.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I haven't seen the movie. That's it. And then secondly, we're tired of people preaching to us about what to think. There's a reason I don't talk about politics, because nobody cares how I feel about politics.
Even though you have your feelings. You
absolutely.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. And if there's a time where I think that it adds texture or it adds some forthcomingness of me where I go, hey, listen, I'm saying this because I feel this way. Then I try to set it up by going, yeah, let me just be transparent. Like, I own guns, for example. I would say that before I mm-hmm. talked about any gun story. So that's the deal. Oscar ratings all-time low. We get it. Put in movies that we actually see. It's an age-old tale. And when there are more options, people are going to watch other things. The end. Why is that even a story 4 days later?
I don't know.
They should just come to me and I'll tell them why. Yeah, I mean, probably. All that probably. Do you remember the guy who took the Uber ride, $1,600?
Oh, yeah. He fell asleep, passed out after a night of drinking.
So he got drunk, got an Uber. It drove him like three states away. $1,600. But now he's asking that people help him out. He's doing a little PayPal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Help him pay for his mistake.
Yeah. So it's a GoFundMe, excuse me.
Oh, GoFundMe.
Is he making money?
A bit. But most people don't feel sorry for him.
No, that was his bad.
Yeah, but that's like Becca last night when she got dumped.
Is this The Bachelor?
Yeah. People made a GoFundMe page and she raised over $6,000. They donated $6,000 to her because she got dumped.
Yeah, but she wasn't asking for it, though, is the thing about
that,
too.
I understand.
That's amazing to me. That people are just willing to just give their money to someone.
Can I tell you something?
Because they got broken up with.
I have a...
Oh, yeah. You're getting money, too, on your... account?
I have a Venmo account.
That's what it is.
And my name is Bobby-Bones. And I don't even say that I'm going to give the money away or keep it for myself. I just say, here's my account. Send me free money if you want. I'm going to give it to something good. I still haven't, though. I have $709 from $1 donations from listeners.
$709.
Never spent any of it. But I might. Who knows? If you send it to me, I could go buy a bunch of cake.
It's true. It's your money now.
You don't know. I may buy a bunch of oranges.
I donated $1 to that.
But I'm going to, when a cause tickles me and goes, ooh, what should I do? I'm going to give this to that cause. And there are lots of causes, but I'm waiting for a special one. But people keep sending me money for no reason.
Yeah.
Why in the world would they trust me?
I have mixed feelings about that.
Me too.
Because it's really nice. I mean, that's good. The good of people is coming out.
How do you know I'm not going to buy Nintendo?
They don't know.
I
and
might.
You could.
And I said that. I might. Wow. Christian Bush's new podcast is up. There's a new episode. It's called Geeking Out with Christian Bush. And this week he has on it Callie Curry, who created the show Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And so she also won an Oscar for writing Thelma and Louise. And she talks about not writing her first script until she was in her 30s.
I didn't write my first script until I was in my early 30s, but that was Thelma and Louise, so I kind of didn't have there was no going back from that.
That was your first one?
That was my first one.
First one, boom.
Amazing.
That's a big hit.
And so what Christian does on this podcast is he talks to people who are known for something about something else they're geeking out about, and they talk about food. And so they're talking about cookbooks.
I opened this one randomly today, and I just saw something called chocolate mayonnaise.
Oh, that's terrible.
I won't have any desire to try that at all.
That's the opposite of like a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Right.
Ugh, chocolate mayonnaise.
Sounds gross.
But you can listen to Geeking Out with Christian Bush, who's from Sugarland, half of Sugarland. That podcast is up. Tomorrow, a new episode of my podcast, The Bobbycast, is up, and David Lee Murphy's on. And I think people are going to like that because David Lee Murphy. There might be a little dust on. Obviously, that's the jam. But he has a new song that's number 19 or 18 this week. Everything's going to be all right. He wrote this one. We can take another ride on my big green track. Anyway, search for Bobbycast and subscribe, and then tomorrow it'll be delivered to you. Boom, just like that.
Amazing.
I've become fascinated with stories about people freaking out on airplanes. It's my new thing, and I know I clicked a couple of them, so they feed them to me now. My phone will give them to me. It'll go, oh, news you may be interested in. Unruly passenger gets tackled. I'm like, I'm interested. I'm so interested. Tell me more. So here's one. An unruly passenger with a God complex had to be restrained as she tried to open the cabin door while the plane was mid-flight. Now, here's the thing I want to say about this.
Go ahead.
I'm interested in someone freaking out on a plane. I'm interested in being on one of those flights. If they go for the door, all bets are off. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That could suck us all out. I've seen too many movies where people go, and they're out. Movies. Yo, man. I would, and I know me, you know, and I'm a big wuss. You know, and a bit, I had someone step on me the other day, like step up, and I thought I was going to have to get in a fist fight.
Oh.
Ooh.
And I wasn't that freak. A little bit I was freaked out because I'm not a fighter.
Yeah. But you've been boxing.
I've been training.
Yeah.
And I felt like for the first time, if I had to go, I was ready to go.
Wow. First time in your life.
I was ready to get beat up. Like, that was really how it was. Like, I had the tools to not get beat up longer.
Prolong the beating.
Yes, yes.
Got it.
And they came right up my face. And so I was like, okay, well, here we go. And I had a wall behind me. So all I was thinking was, because mostly I go, run. But I thought, okay, this is going to go down, so let's see what happens. It ended up not, because I diffused it with my humor.
Oh, good. See, that's what most people should do.
So I'm thinking on a flight, if I saw someone going for the door, I would tackle them and just start punching.
No, you would not.
Eddie, I don't BS about what I know of my expectations.
So in your mind, you've thought...
No, there's no mind. If they're going for the door, I'm going for the beat down. I'm taking them to beat downtown, population 2, me and them.
Dang!
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
So this woman starts going, I am God on the airplane. And everybody's freaking out. And
I am God.
Now, I don't think she's trying to take the plane down as a terrorist. I think she's having some sort of breakdown.
Yeah. Yes.
And so they tied her feet up. They had to pull her away from it.
Whew.
This is a United Express flight.
Wow, those are the little ones.
Yeah, it's a American. I mean,
oh, boy.
No one was hurt. But man, how about, again, you come up away with one of those stories?
Man, that'd be so awesome to get interviewed by the news. Oh, so watch it. Oh, I took him down. Yeah, I held her in her seat, put the handcuffs on her.
I wouldn't want it to be a her, though.
No, that gets tricky.
I want to take a bigger dude down.
Oh, then really be the hero.
Yeah.
They're like, this guy was twice your size, Bobby. Why didn't you decide to take him down?
You know, I just thought it'd be good for all the good fine folks in here.
Oh, dude, that's the tease for the news that night.
Did you see the fist fight on the Southwest Airlines flight?
No.
They were flying from somewhere to L.A. and there was a connecting in L.A.
Recently?
Yeah, like yesterday.
My phone hasn't fed me that one yet. And I refresh it.
There was a delay, so a lot of people missed their connecting flights and they were angry at each other. And I don't know why they were angry at each other, but this dude starts, boom! I mean, nailing this dude in the face.
Probably just irritable. And then anything sets off someone who's irritable.
Yeah, one guy lost his neck pillow in the fight.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, no neck good. Pillow.
Yeah. I mean, he was clocking the dude.
Yeah, that punch. So when I've been boxing lately, we've been doing it without gloves to somewhat get my hands ready for.
Oh, wow.
So we went from gloves, boxing gloves, to MMA gloves to I don't wear anything now.
Wow. Like
pure you just wearing your wraps?
No wraps.
No, bare knuckles. Wow. Knuckles. Okay, you're a street fighter for real.
Well, it's just to get your hands.
Dang, Ryu Ken.
Why we do it is, my trainer is a black belt in karate.
Yeah.
And he used to train police officers in hand-to-hand combat. And so what he says is, you have to know the feeling so you're not so stunned by it if you ever have to use it. Because people that never punch somebody, who am I ever going to punch? Ever, before today. Like, I was about to punch that last person if I had to.
I mean, I kind of get you irritated sometimes, but you've never showed me that you're going to punch me.
I don't have anger in me.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The only time I get angry is if I have to defend something.
Yeah, like recently.
Or the flag. Defend the flag.
Yeah, with your bare knuckles.
Yeah. So anyway, we've been fighting with bare knuckles a
little
bit.
That's cool.
Not really hurt.
How hard can you punch?
I'm a weenie.
Try it on Lunchbox's arm.
Why not your arm?
Let's try it. Let's try it.
Why not on your arm?
No, I'm not.
I just want to see what he's been training.
Okay, yeah, so do it on your arm. I can video. I can handle a camera.
I don't want to hurt myself. That's what happened.
I'd break your knuckles on my biceps.
Make no bones about it.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I'm still a Pudinsky, okay?
What is that?
A Pud.
Oh, Pudinsky.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we know that. I just wanted to see the punch in action.
But I would beat you up with one arm.
You keep saying that. No, you wouldn't. Okay. I'm scrappy.
Eddie and I used to play golf sometimes. I haven't played golf in years, but Eddie and I used to play golf. And let's fuck you, I used to whoop his butt on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
I'd tackle him immediately.
I don't understand why you guys would wrestle on the golf course. That was a little weird.
He would. No, what happened, I would go down, bend down to put the ball on the tee, whatever, and he'd get the club and poke me. Yeah, poke me like a child, like back
and
there.
And he'd fall over?
And I'd fall, and be like, what's your problem? Then we'd start wrestling.
Yeah, that's kind of our thing.
That was when we were kids, though,
like 3 years ago.
What's wrong with you?
There's a big brawl at Chuck E. Cheese.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'd be fun to see too, huh?
It seems like there's a lot of fights at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, because there are kids and people are...
And they serve beer there.
Oh.
That's one of those kids' places where like they have pizza, games, and beer.
New Jersey police arrived at the restaurant. There was a fight involving as many as 20 people. They had to have officers from four departments get in and break it up. A woman suffered a minor stab wound.
Oh, no.
Two women were taken into custody. Their names were not released. An employee who tried to break up the fight was also injured.
Yikes.
Imagine you're a little Petey and you're 19. And you're working. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chuck E. Cheese.
You got pimples everywhere.
Yeah. Thank you for coming. Can I get you some tokens? Oh, you stabbed her. And you just... Can you imagine poor Petey?
Yeah, that's all that works at Chuck E. Cheese. A bunch of Petey's.
Having to rock a fight.
Oh.
If I were Petey, I'd just sit down with pizza and watch.
I would not even step in. Yeah. There's no way.
Did you have to? There's kids everywhere. You have
not
to stop
that. Not if you're Petey. Petey's getting paid $8 an hour. He's not getting the middle of fisticuffs.
I would just walk back in the kitchen. I'll get to Petey. I'll be back later, guys.
I'm going
to
be on break.
Yeah. It's Petey. I'll see you later. Yeah.
Well. You all stop fighting there. Stop fighting. How many tickets you got? For 10 tickets, you can get some Tom Bro.
Well, I don't know what voice that is.
That's Petey.
Oh, is it?
Oh, okay. It didn't sound like Petey?
No.
No. Petey sounds like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Petey sounds kind of like Morty from Rick and Morty, doesn't he? Yeah.
I don't watch Rick and Morty.
Sorry, that's Mike D and I. We're totally...
You guys are connected.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Over to Zach in Virginia. What up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How are you?
We're good. We are just hanging out. I feel like we got another hour of the show. What about you?
Oh, man, you know, just driving around for work, man. Just wanted to call and say thank you. This has been the best show I have listened to. I have listened to you guys for like 2 years, first time being able to talk to you, man. So I've literally been laughing in my truck since I got into it this morning at 6 o'clock. So
why do you think that is today more so than other days?
Dude, I don't know. Willie, man, the Uber, y'all talking about these fights on airplanes. I'm telling you, I am like, I got a stitch in my side.
Oh, wow. Figuratively. I like you didn't say literally. I like that. Yeah, it's good. Well, I appreciate that call, Zach. It's nice of you to call. I hope your day goes good, buddy.
You.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you, dude. There it is. See? He knows what to do.
That's a nice call.
Well, we should counterbalance that.
Yeah, I like that guy.
With a segment called That's Rude.
Oh.
So on my Instagram, which is Mr. Bobby Bones, I put up a video of me and my dog. And I have my hair is getting long, so it's getting really curly. It looks like a perm, basically. And so I put it up. I thought it was funny. Just, you know, a little slice of life.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing a pair of glasses because I have multiple pair of glasses. And this is what listeners were saying about my glasses in this segment called That's Rude. On Instagram, Julia writes, hey, I don't want to be negative, but your glasses remind me of Napoleon Dynamite. That's rude.
She doesn't want to be negative, though.
No, she doesn't want to be negative. No, thankfully. No. Carly writes, I really hate to be the person, but your glasses make you look like Dwight from The Office. Oh, yeah.
That's rude.
That's rude. Lisa says, I think my dad had those glasses.
Oh!
In 1981.
Oh! Double O.
Erica says, you do own a lot of pair of glasses. You should probably get rid of these. Just saying.
Oh, wow. That's rude.
Yeah. So, one final one. Chris says, those glasses and a man perm. Nice shout out to the 80s.
That's funny.
That's rude. There it is. Amy's out sick still. Morgan number two is going to do her pile of stories. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Parents all over the world always let their kids play with their phones. Well, you should not do that anymore because one child locked their mom out of her iPhone for 47 years.
What? So is it one of those things where you keep putting in the wrong code and it goes, if you do it again, you're going to be penalized for an hour, but they kept doing it?
Yes, and the toddler just kept playing it, and soon enough she was locked out for 25 million minutes, which is 47 years.
Oh, no.
They had to take it to the store, and they did a factory reset, but yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, what else, Morgan, number two?
Alexa's actually laughing at you, so people have been saying online that Alexa will just start laughing at them without any prompt. Like, won't be talking to her, just hanging out, and Alexa just starts laughing at
you. Feels like junior high again.
Just laughing at you?
Just no prompt. Everybody's laughing at me. What did I do?
You just walk by.
Thanks, Alexa, for the trauma. Yes. What else?
Research is showing that husbands stress moms out more than children.
Husbands stress the moms more than kids.
Yeah. Wow. So, like, doubtful. Their kids aren't
Come
doing
on.
It. But husbands, because they're... assuming all the parenting and the household chores and all of that. So because their husbands aren't helping them with that, they stress them out more.
Yeah, see, I like Eddie. I like the story because it shows that I'm not the only one. I've gotten a lot better, by the way.
Yeah, just because you're part of a bad group doesn't make the group any less bad.
No, but it makes me feel a little better that I wasn't the only one.
Okay, that's no.
But I'm doing dishes still, dude. I have kitchen duty.
Cool.
Yeah. So hopefully
he
has the stress
to make sure he points it out. No. I'm doing dishes.
So she has the parenting and she has all the rest.
Yeah, like right now she took the kids to school. She's going to clean up the house a little bit, pick up.
Let me ask you this, producer Eddie: is there a thing with your wife where she goes, you know what, you do go to work, and you know, she stays at home with the kids. You go to work. Does she ever go, well, we're equal in a lot of ways because as I'm doing this, you're doing this?
No, she doesn't really think we're equal. Like, she really doesn't. She looks at my work and says, you know, you bring in the money for this house, so you get to make these financial decisions for us and stuff like that. As far as the house goes, like, she can do whatever she wants. She wants to buy a plant for that corner of the house. That's cool. That's her thing.
Don't you think, though, she should be able to make decisions, too, with the money?
I'm not saying that I don't let her make decisions.
I'm just saying because you wouldn't be able to work and have this job if she wasn't allowing you to. Meaning she's staying and taking care of the kids.
You're right. I mean, dude, marriage, 50-50 or whatever they say, 40-80. Like, it's a little give and take.
40-80?
Yeah, and the other 10 is for the kids. I don't know.
Okay.
But, you know, it's like you have to figure stuff out together. It works for you good.
You guys keep saying she allows you to have this job. No, you have to have this job or else she wouldn't be able to have a house. She wouldn't be able to have kids.
It's not a she.
The fact that you go to work, that counts for housework.
No, like when I got offered this job, I had to have the conversation where they're like, what do you think about this? And then she told me what she thought.
And also I said, hey, Eddie, I need you to move. I know your wife.
It's a big deal.
You know, pregnant and you got a kid, but I need you to move.
And she could have been like, nope, I like it here. My family's here. I want to stay here. And we would have had to probably stay there.
Are you guys happy here?
Love it here.
Is your wife happy? She has friends?
She has friends. All the kids have friends. Dude, this is our home now. It's kind of weird to say that, but it is.
Morgan, number two, one final story.
Yeah, millennials are eating 30% more often than their parents in restaurants. So, like, we don't eat just avocado toast. We eat a lot of stuff in restaurants. And we also eat 52% more vegetables than our parents did. So,
a pin of rose on your nose.
Yeah, how special you are.
Yeah, well, obesity is still going up with millennials.
It's true.
So, why don't you eat a little less bacon?
I'll work on that.
Yeah, do that.
A little more avocado toast. Yeah, yeah. All right, there you go. Thank you, Morgan, number two.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you very much. By the way, appreciate Dave Barnes for coming in. Man, check out his record. Here's a song called Chasing Dreams.
Chasing dreams, dreams, dreams. Chasing dreams, dreams, dreams.
The record's called Who Knew It Would Be So Hard to Be Myself. It's longer. So yeah, big fan of Dave Barnes. Written a bunch of songs for other artists, but he came in and played today. Listen to it back if you missed it. Just get on iHeartRadio or get on Apple Podcasts, I guess is what it's called now instead of iTunes. Mm. Yeah, you get on Apple Podcasts and search for The Bobby Bones Show. So there we go. I wonder why more people don't ask me to do backing vocals.
Yeah, I don't know. I was wondering the same thing.
Acting like I'm all right. Hoping that something will change.
I hear it.
You see what I'm saying?
Wow. That's great.
I hear it in the shower especially. I'm really good.
Yeah, maybe you need to send people this demo.
Oh, I need a demo? Yeah. Me singing over songs on the radio?
Yeah, and then it'll be a done deal.
I didn't know about that. Like,
I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's left.
Yeah, hitting the right words.
I just want to, it's specializing.
Gosh, man, you're good.
Thank you. Gotta go. See you on Thursday. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Bye.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.